Welcome to the Spiritual Phoenix Podcast Rekindled, a bi-weekly show about magic, spirituality, healing, and the unified theory of weirdness. I'm your host, Ross Cessna. Let's light it up. Hey, what is up? It is Ross from the Spiritual Phoenix Podcast Rekindled, and we are going to get right into today's episode. So this is episode 3. It's actually going to be more so about my recent experience. I had called it a mental health crisis in the last episode, and I wanted to clear that up a little bit and explain some of the things that I was doing before the experience itself, and kind of the conclusion of everything. And I'm doing this to illustrate the spiritual emergency and spiritual awakening aspect of mental health crises, and show that there is a parallel, and that viewing it strictly as one for certain instances can be detrimental, but also not addressing the mental health aspect of it can also be detrimental. So this is really somewhat shaky ground, and I would not suggest that anybody else looks at their own personal experiences this way. And I take no responsibility if anybody chooses to look at their own personal experiences this way. Now, with that said, let's get into the episode. And Renji is jumping on my lap because she's very irritated that I'm not feeding her and it's too early for her to be fed. So my recent experience was the culmination of being out of alignment. There was some unresolved inner work that needed done, and part of it was actually the fruits of external work that I had been doing. So to address the out of alignment thing, I've been too work-centric, and I think that's really easy to do, especially working on being an influencer in this niche and falling into some hustle culture. It's really easy to become like solely focused on work and productivity that I lose sight of self-care. And ironically enough, I started this whole business and everything that I do to practice self-care. The other ways that I was out of alignment are no social life. So for many people, COVID destroyed their social life. For me, I was so happy to not have the pressure of having to have a social life. And I understand now that like how detrimental that is and how important having people in my life is. And I have been able to overcome a lot of those barriers through my use of medical marijuana. But I have to understand that like part of maintaining mental health is a social life. Next thing that's out of alignment is my relationship to herb. Prior to this, I hadn't smoked pot in like 5 years. And then I started smoking pot 2 months before. And then I had my spiritual awakening, spiritual experience and mental health crisis type thing. So there's definitely a connection there, and it was like overindulging in it. And I would not blame pot specifically. It's pot in combination with the other medication that I was on. But I do need to address that that was one of the things that was out of alignment that was shown to me in this diet. There's a specific diet I'm supposed to eat because of autism and stuff like that. And then my spiritual practice was out of alignment in terms of there's things that I've learned that work really well for me, and it's like doing a daily routine, meditation and prayer, and it's actually somewhat rigorous, but it's really, really helpful for me, and that had gotten out of alignment just through the move that I had been on and through lots of other moving pieces of my life over the period of the year, and none of that's to make an excuse. It's to illustrate the reality of it and show that I have to be more mindful of it moving forward, right? Unresolved stuff that had kind of played into the episode, childhood stuff. A lot of us have childhood stuff that still needs organized and processed. And while I had done a lot of work on one specific side of my family, there is a whole other side of the family that I had left undone and unlooked at. And through doing some of the magical stuff that I've done, a lot of those things came up. And it had to be addressed. Other unresolved stuff is just stuff that's happened in life over the years, whether it be romantically, whether it be relative to job security or things like that. Life itself has left its scars on me, and there's still things that needed processed. Insecurities, everybody has them. I have my own unique ones. Some of those had surfaced and made it somewhat unbearable. And then doubts. There's a lot of doubt going on right now because of how much I've invested in my business and the return that I've seen on it so far. But there's also, I don't know if it's just stubbornness or this like gut feeling that everything is going to work out eventually. It's just a matter of having to contribute full belief in what I'm doing and sticking with it. So that's in there as well. And then fruits of the labor. This is the interesting part. When the doctor had asked me like what I thought I was experiencing, I literally told the guy samadhi, like, because there really was this unification or this unity consciousness, there was just these other layers that I had to sort through that were really uncomfortable. But magical practice in terms of fruits of my labor. So prior to this experience, I had been participating in the Room Soup Premium membership. And like in terms of affordable way to upskill your magical ability, that has to be like one of the biggest bangs for your buck. But I had taken several courses, like the whole house that I'm in now, I cast like a huge house spell on it. I had been doing ancestor work. I had been doing their, Angels, Aries, Fairies, and Psi course, where it looks at like all of those things as one specific, one unified theory of weirdness. And then the ancestors course as well, right? So like all of these different things. Other thing, study was a big part of what played into this in a weird way, like studying all the various religions and cultures that I did. There was a very big spiritual theme and thread that pulled me through it and kept me safe. Discipline is the other one. So prior to all of this going on, I had had an almost daily, Tai Chi, yoga and meditation practice that I had participated in. And that's like one of the things that mentally fortified me through getting through everything. But I'm just now getting back to that practice. Commitment was the other one. Like part of this experience was commitment to my magical path, because I kept considering the Terrence McKenna quote, magic is jumping into the abyss and realizing it's a feather bed. Like commitment to seeing whatever I was experiencing through to the end. And then dedication, believing in what I was experiencing enough to like ride it out, even though it was terrifying and probably scary for other people in my life. It was something that I had to go through, I sincerely believe. And the reward of that, it hasn't fully manifested yet, but there's going to be a lot of power that comes from it. Magical precursors. So I had just mentioned some of these, house spell that I had done. So I had did a house ritual where it was like looking at the house as an entity, and then looking at how each room relates to my life purpose, setting up each room intentionally to those specific purposes, things of that nature, nature spirit work. I had been doing, work with Fae. And not like the prissy little fairies that some people think, but like fae as in the people that you don't want to fuck with type of fae. But if you do go to them the right way, they may be willing to help you out. Like I did like a pretty intense ritual with them over the end of summer. And that definitely played into some of this. Ancestry work was so massive in this. So one of the things that I had did was this ancestry meditation. And I had been like cleaning up an old family heirloom that came over from Europe that was like my grandpa's grandparents or whatever. So there's like all of this heritage and layering soaked in. But the ancestry work that I had did, there was a meditation where you focused on the your familial ancestors. So your grandparents and then their parents and then your grandparents' parents' parents. And like you look at this huge fractal of things, then you look at ancestors of place. So the people that like lived in your locality, then you look at ancestors of craft. So for me, that would be like culinary arts would be one of the crafts, magician, tarot card readers. And you're pulling on all of these threads of ancestors that go back to like the first people. There's so much pain and trauma if you go through that, that it's so fucking hard. Astral projection was another big one. Like I had really skilled up my astral projection skills. And I would definitely say that I was out there for a lot of the times when I did sleep in these experiences, and I've been through some stuff. Meme magic, I definitely think that this is going to sound stupid. So meme magic is where you kind of like load sigils into memes, and then you put the memes out there, and it's charging the sigil when people are interacting with the meme. I had done a lot of that, and I had some really good success with some of it too. And some of the things that I experienced were relative to some of the stuff that was in the memes, as weird as that is. And then lastly, hyper sigil. I'm writing my second book, and my second book is largely a framework of my metaphysics and how I see the world. And it's like a culmination of my lived experience from what it started to what I picked up along the way. And to say that that wasn't an influence on the things that I'm doing now would be a lie. And prior to everything popping off again, I had anticipated beginning to rework my book entirely, but now I see that it really is kind of okay. There's only a few minor tweaks that need done. I just have other work that I need to do first. I don't know. It was a really illuminating experience. There was also the tie-in to 11/11. There was the lunar eclipse that occurred around then. There's like so many layers of magical shit that went into this that to discredit it as something else is foolish. The other thing that I want to correct is I had said that this was like a spiritual thing. This was more a magical initiation in a big way. If you listen to the episode 2, where I record the intro prior to me having the experience, I talk about it being an initiation into the invisible mystery school or the invisible college, and the tattoo that I had got on my hand being a soap burn and being like the soap burn in Fight Club, where it's like the initiation mark. I like really think that that was true in a big way. And that there's going to be a lot more interesting stuff that that comes as a result of that, because there was some names and people that I interacted with in spirit that I'm curious to see if they come up in real life, I guess is how I'll put it. Anyhow, the experience itself, ancestral healing was a huge part. Like I cleared up a lot of karmic debt for people in my lineage, and then I cleared up a lot of stuff going forward for people that are coming in that have similar, that have like closeness in blood. And it also affirmed me as being an ancestor for later on, as long as I hold the line and like maintain my own credibility, I guess. Interdimensional is another part of the experience. And that's saying like, I hate the 5D shit. Like I think that it's kind of stupid, but it was like a 5D experience. Like in terms of, Onrain Soup Gordon White talks about this book Flatland. I've not read the book, but the concept is effectively like a higher level of thinking and going from being two-dimensional to 3D and not being able to explain it. I don't know what the fuck I experienced there in a big way, but there is definitely a lot more going on and life functions way differently than I think. The other part of the experience was I was given a gift. So I had mentioned the nature spirits that I had worked with. Part of the nature spirit thing was asking them for gifts and like working with them. And I had a very profound experience initially when I had done that in September and blah, blah, blah. But like when it came to the result of this experience, there's gifts that I was given that I've not uncovered yet. Another huge part of the experience, and this is like the most important part. It's funny how this is the smallest thing. It just shows you how goddamn self-centered I can be at times. There is a restructure of power, and the restructure of power isn't on a small scale. The restructure of power is like there's going to be a big shift in things in the positive for the people. But the next line, I think, is really what's important about the restructure of power. It's healing yet not. going through what I went through makes me realize that there's a lot of unresolved shit in the collective psyche that people have to process. Certain people like me are kind of here to help process that, but other people still have to do their own work. Like, you can't do, nobody can do your push-ups for you. So things are going to be somewhat wonky in the collective psyche for a while, especially with all of the added pressures of everything that's happened recently. So people like me really need to step up and work on our shit. We don't have to hold space for others in like the bullshit light worker way, but we have to be a beacon in how we carry ourselves. Like, that's the important thing. And then lastly, the conclusion is the doctor actually accepted me, like, when I said that my experience was samadhi. He didn't question me or anything. I told him about using like medical pot, and he prescribed me medication that would work in conjunction with it that wouldn't exacerbate the impact of marijuana. What else? They took me off of one of the mental health medications that they said had contributed to that experience. Overall, the experience was healing, as weird as that sounds. Like, I've picked up a couple negative habits as a result of it that, like, I'm not too pleased with. Like, I've been smoking cigarettes again. But there seems to even be something, like, positive coming from that, even though it's not the healthiest choice. I don't want to experience that again, whatever that was. And I don't think that it was caused by pot, regardless of pot being one of the parts of it. I don't think pot was the part that caused the problem. And then it was scary as fucking shit. So to break down kind of some of the things that I was thinking, I live in a house that my mom owns, but I thought that there was like other people in the house with me. I thought that I was injected with a hot shot, which I learned the term from looking up a song, lyrics to a song. But effectively, a hot shot is a syringe full of drugs intent to kill people. Like, I've never done hypodermic drugs or anything like that. I wasn't around anybody with hypodermic needles. I have no idea where I thought that I got the hot shot. I thought that somebody gave me a Jeffrey, which is from a Russell Brand movie. And I've never even seen the movie. I just know about the Jeffrey, which it's like a lace joint. Fuck, dude. There was like carryovers from previous psychoses, shadow people, like, you name it. They're like, CIA was involved. Like, there was all sorts of wild shit that I was thinking. I drank out of a fucking puddle. Like, I just can't explain the horror of some of these things. And I'm going to leave it at that, right? So this was just kind of a bonus episode. I'm still probably going to do the original episode 3. It'll be episode 4 now. Because I want to get back on track with everything. And I want to, like, get past this experience, but I did want to document it because it happened, and, yeah, we needed this here. Anyhow, so I think the last thing that I do want to say before I shut the fuck up for real, is you can have a mental health crisis or a spiritual experience or a magical initiation. You can go into the facility. You can play by their rules if it feels in alignment with you. And you can get on with your life. It doesn't have to be this big thing. Like, the last time that this happened to me, I was hung up for years on what it meant. Now, because of some of the things that I've done previously, I know how to come out of this experience really quick. And that's one of the things that I really wanted to convey with this podcast. So it's very serendipitous that I actually had those experiences occur again, because now I'm able to show people the difference and show people, hey, this is what it is. This is how we can move forward. Let's fucking do it and make it happen. Anyhow, chat with you soon, and enjoy the next episode. Bonus week. Merry Christmas, peeps. Peace. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in. If you've enjoyed what you heard, you can show us some support by leaving a kind review wherever you're listening, sharing the show with your friends, and getting involved with our online community with the link in the show notes. We'll chat again soon. May good fortune be with you always. Peace.